Hey, all you wonderful REM fans out there. This is your friendly Remring announcer, Eric, who is going to, I think we're going to take a little bit of a detour of my regular complaining and bitching or moaning about something. And let's have a little fun today relax, sit back, and maybe this will probably be more fun for new fans of the band, maybe people who have not have every track. What I was thinking of doing is having a little bit of a REM retrospective, and in this particular case, we're going to focus in on the early years, and I'm talking about 1980 and 1981. What I will be playing for you is tracks that the band hasn't released, and maybe to give you a better idea of what this band was like 26 years ago. To start off, I'm going to play a track which I think they should release today. In fact, I think it's just as relevant today as it was 26 years ago. This particular track, I actually saw two videos of the band do in the recent Athens Historical Society retrospective, and that song is Dangerous Times. In my opinion, I can't understand why this song would not be a song that could, you know, be released today, at least played live. It's a very short song, very catchy, and I think it really sort of, in while probably is doesn't fit the bill as of our current situation completely, it you know, with many REM songs, I think they could have dualistic meanings. So this particular track is going to be taken from October 10th of 1980. It's probably one of the better shows of that era, and again, Dangerous Times, REM.
Song is for Lisa and Anne. Her time for her. These are dangerous times. What you want?
Now this next track is Different Girl by REM, and it's one of the tracks that it doesn't get much play, but I think it's really good. I love the beginning of it, and then it just sort of builds up into this frenzy in the middle. Again, with those tracks back then, it was, you know, they're always like 2.5 minute songs or 2 minute songs, and I love it. It's a little bit probably different than sounding in some ways than some of their other earlier material. To a point. I mean, I think it's a lot of it is very similar. But I love this track, Different Girl, R.E.M. This next song is actually one of the more recent finds in the REM tape trading world. A couple years ago, I want to say around 2 years ago, a wonderful gentleman came and posted this show to Dime a Dozen. And from all accounts, this is from what I think, and I wrote it somewhere on my blog, and you can look it up. I have it listed as May 30th, 1980, and with the help of several folks who were involved in that process, most namely Tim Abbott, and I know Paul Bouchard from Athens was involved in some of those conversations, as well as so many other tapers and traders. I think Daryl White was involved. It seemed that was the best that we and probably so many others could figure out as being the date. I think Tim came down and had a flagpole article that pretty much, based on some of the conversations during the show, this was the closest we came up with. It's possible it was around there, but I have a feeling it had to have been sometime in May 1980. Anyway, the song is called Chappaquiddick. And if you know what the song title, or if you've heard of that before, if you live in America, Chappaquiddick was the location where the infamous Ted Kennedy car accident occurred, where he basically, there was a, basically he, his a passenger in a car that he was driving fell off a bridge or something, and the woman in it drowned. Let's fast forward to 1980 and realize that this was also during a period of time in America when Ted Kennedy was trying to run for president again. And I'm curious as to whether or not this song has anything to do with that, whether there was some type of response by the band or maybe Stipe who came up with these lyrics. I'm only guessing now. It's possible I'm just full of crap. But it's something to think about, and it's something to remind yourself about as far as history and when songs are written and what they might be about. Again, because Kennedy was running against Jimmy Carter in the Democratic primary, and it would make sense that the song was written in this era, because I believe that the primary was probably a couple months after this, so maybe they weren't too fond of Kennedy at that time. Anyway, this is Chappaquiddick. This is another interesting song. There's several versions of this. I think there's actually a longer version that the band played and a shorter version. But this is one of the early versions of Body Count, which some people out there use as a prelude to Orange Crush. I don't think they sound any way alike, but the song is obviously very anti-war in its meaning. This particular track also came from that May 1980 show that I was mentioning earlier. And the reason I'm posting this one, because I think that this offers a different glimpse of the way REM sounded right at the beginning. And I think one of the noticeable aspects of the song is Mike Mills singing, which I always call an operatic voice or like opera sounding. He goes, and which is much different than the way he normally, or we're normally hear him singing, as well as the band. Mike especially really goes pretty hog wild at the end of the song, and in that case there's a little bit of humor. I like the song as well. I mean, I like all the early tracks, to be honest with you. I can really see fans of in Athens just sort of absorbing and being attracted to this band, because they're very very, they have very much a pop sense. The songs are very addictive in a way. While they weren't possibly the best written songs in comparison to the rest of the REM catalog, you see right off the bat, okay, they know how to write the structure to a song, and they use that structure for the next 25 years, at least until Bill left. But we won't get into that. We're not going to get into all that stuff. They just had that mentality. But enough with that. I'm going to play Body Count now.
Ah!
For those of you that possibly do not follow REM history completely, as nutty as I do, this song that I'm going to play next was actually a song that they had tested for for Leisrich Pageant. It was a demo that they played, and it obviously subsequently was abandoned. But this is another early song during the period of Leisrich Pageant. As many people like that album, from what I understand, is Michael really had problems finding lyrics and writing songs. And if you notice, there are a couple songs that they pulled from the early years. Number one, Just a Touch, and then the second one is What If We Give It Away, which was called Get on Their Way, which was sort of they sort of slowed it down a little bit and made it less of a garage-sounding song that it sounded in the early years. This one's definitely just garage. But it's a fun song, and hopefully you'll like it. It's called Wait by R.E.M. This song is just a fun song. I mean, it's like a minute and a half. And someone actually on the blog had already said, it's like, this is, you know, I just love this song. And I do too. It's just a fun, you know, song that you want to dance to. And it's something that's been missing. And just these live shows from this era. I mean, these were some of the first shows that I got of the band. In fact, the April Georgia Peaches Ripe bootleg was the first official ever bootleg that I ever got of REM, and this one was actually on that one. However, I'm going to actually play the October 1980 version, and I'm going to dedicate it to the guy with the green t-shirt and the cigarette. And the song is called Lisa Says.
The song is for the guy in the cream t-shirt with the cigarette.
I might have been wrong about green. I think it was cream t-shirt, and I can't believe I missed that one. But anyways, let's see here. Let's scroll through the list and talk a little bit. What do we want to play next? Well, let's just stick with it. Let's play Action. I think that would be a good one to play. This is a probably not my favorite of the early ones. I mean, I think I've really tried to stick with a lot of the duly noted hits of that era. This one, it's all right. They played it on a couple of occasions. At least we got a couple of versions of it running here. It's Action, and I'm going to stick with the April 10th, 1981 version. I think that's the one I'm going to play. All right, Action. Baby, I don't want to be around with you. Baby, I don't want to be seen with you. Or something like that. It's just nice. This is a fun little track again. This sort of reminds me of Lisa Says. Very short, very to the point, almost got this really garage punk sound to it, and very catchy. You know, you can just sit there and dance to it all afternoon or all evening, and, you know, you can just picture yourself and Tyrone's just having a blast. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to play a track from Tyrone's, which I think most of these tracks are from. Again, Baby I, R-E-M. I said that I was going to not play any tracks that had been recorded before, and I'm basically lying to you right on the spot here. I'm actually going to play a track that the band has recorded. It actually appeared on the Vanilla Sky soundtrack and probably as a B-side and some, I think it was on the Best Of as well. The track is All the Bright Friends, and it is. I'm going to dedicate it to Tony Fletcher, because Tony was the one who said that this was the best track on that particular soundtrack, and he was also the one who thought maybe REM should go back and think about playing these old tracks because of the amount of energy and that basically they had. And I tend to agree with him in some respect. I still listen to All the Right Friends. And I don't know about anyone else, but they really did a pretty good job of doing it as well as, or at least as best that you could expect. I think sometimes things sound a little too pristine these days. It doesn't have that same garage feel to it. But I like it. And again, to Tony, this is All the Right Friends.
Nice. We'll be right back.
theme of these early songs is that REM seemed to be all over breakups and women, and much different than the intent or the purpose of the band now. So you could see where they were. You know, it's all about "you're breaking my heart," and between Nadine and Ingrid and whomever else, Lisa, they just have a bunch of songs about women. And this is the one I just said, "Hey, Hey, Nadine," aka Small Town Girl. It's another fun song, and I like it, and I hope you do as well. This is REM with "Hey, Hey, Nadine."
Pretty blonde hair, singing as she walks. Short sweater, that's a nasty talk. Tired girl in a small town girl. Seen everything all around the world. Fuck it, don't make it see my way. Maybe we can spend a while someday. A place far away from here. Small town girl in a small town place. Pretty eyes, that's a nasty walk. Dangerous eyes in a small town leg. Seen everything all around the peg. Could only make this in my way. Maybe I just spend a while someday. A place far away from here. Such a pretty girl. Contact lenses on a small town girl. Seen everything all around the world. Dyed long hair, that's a nasty watch. Seen everything while acid talks. Like a doorway that can see my way. Maybe we can spend a while someday. A place far away from there. She's a good, good girl. In a world, hey, 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 hey. She's such a pretty girl. Pretty blonde hair, singing as she walks. Small town shoes, dancing as she talks. Small town missiles in a small town girl. Seen everything in this small town. I could only make it see my way. Maybe we can spend a while someday. A place far away from here. Hey, hey, Nadine. She's a good, good girl. Hey, hey, Nadine. I'm in a world. Hey, hey, Nadine. She's a pretty girl. Hey, hey, Nadine. She's a good, good girl. Hey, hey, Nadine. I'm in a world. Hey, hey, Nadine. She's such a pretty girl. Mina.
Let's pull things back a little bit, and I'll be honest with you, one of the nice things to do when you're doing podcasts is you can stop them and start them up 2 weeks later. So basically this was stopped, and we're trying to bring it back to life. And let's bring it to a track. I think what I want to do now is a track that the band actually also brought back to life. The song is Permanification, and I think the most popular version of this, of course I'm not going to be sharing that version because it doesn't sound as good as some of the others, is the one where Bill Berry actually came back and played the drums on in Rally in 2003. If you did not know, Bill Berry ended up popping on stage during that tour. They played a couple songs together, and to me this song, I guess it makes perfect sense that they would play that for when Bill's coming back, because he is on a permanent vacation. This particular track was from Hollywood, California in 2003, probably one of the better bootlegs I would recommend picking up if you have a chance to. Again, it's Permanification.
Gotta get away, gotta get away, gotta get away.
revelation, nothing left to lose. I want a revelation, nothing left to prove. I can take it with me, leave you all behind. Got some kind of feeling, burning in my mind. Asleep late in the morning, stay out all night long. Every day is like the one before. Nothing left to lose. I want a revelation. Nothing left to prove. I can take it with me, leave you all behind. Got some kind of feeling burning in my mind. There's only one thing I can do. This I've got to do. Nothing to lose, nothing to prove, only one thing to do.
I know that sometimes when I start these podcasts, I always say, well, these are going to be rare tracks and nobody will hear, or that nobody's, they haven't been published or anything like that. Sometimes when you have websites and such and you spend money for them, you can get a little greedy and actually do things that you want to do. And that's exactly what I want to do here. This song has been published. I just think it's one of those great B-sides that continually gets forgotten. And I can jam out to this thing anytime, every time it's played. This particular song, it's on Dead Letter Office. It's called Burning Down. Hope you enjoy.
I follow.
is actually a track where we see another early track that was played probably from mid-'81 to maybe 83. But I don't have any data or anything with me right now. But so it's like one of the, it's not a, like a really early track, but it's one of the like those Murmur era tracks that the band was writing after their first round of songs. This particular track is called That Beat. Going to end this evening with actually a really neat track from one of the September 1981 shows that had shown up about a year ago online. Actually, I think I posted those shows to Dime. And it was from September 23rd, and it was a sound check, or that's how it was listed on the tape I got. It sounds like a sound check. It's obviously not live. And you hear, amongst other things, an early version of Ha, We Get Paid For It. So it's like 9 minutes long, and it's just one of those little nuggets that I think people will enjoy. I actually enjoyed it, and it's quote-unquote sound checks. And sometimes sound checks get bigger notoriety these days than the actual shows. So we'll end it there. And I hope you enjoyed this little bit into early REM. If you already read, I'm planning on looking and posting some shows from 1981 and 82 especially, that I think sound pretty good, and I think that you would enjoy. And those, none of those tracks I've actually previewed here. But expect them heading down the line somewhere. And anyway,
Here we go.
Back into the song. The next, then after.